Continuing, analysts are often struck by the fact that their patients regard themselves as very demanding for having the most modest but vitally important of needs, and by the fact that they hate themselves for this. A man who has bought a house for his wife and children, for example, may find he doesn't have a room he can retire to, although he ardently wishes for one. That would be too demanding or bourgeois. But because he feels smothered without this space of his own, he considers abandoning his family and escaping to the desert. This example illustrates several of the ideas advanced in this chapter. 1. Even when the needs a child expresses are quite harmless and normal, she can be perceived by her parents as demanding, tyrannical, and threatening if the parents have suffered under a tyrannical father, for example, without being able to defend themselves against him. Or, I comment, have suffered under tyrannical Plato's tribesmen, imbued with a vision, in which case, as Alice herself pointed out, as a training regimen for creating sadists, people without empathy, who will obey orders absolutely, i.e., for the purposes to which the Plato's tribesmen devote their children, these absurd constrictions placed on them are precisely the reason conditions for all life have so worsened.